I am super excited to announce that we now have a formal partnership with The Prospect Wizard. And when I say wizard, I mean wizard. Obviously, you have a website. This allows you to convert your website traffic visitors directly into leads. It's not just another chatbot, and it's not AI, but it allows a visitor to call, text, or leave a voicemail. Immediately goes to you, your sales team, or anyone else in the club instantly. MIT shows a study that if you contact a lead within 10 minutes, chance of them converting goes up 9 times that of the average. We got the Atlanta clubs on it, Vita Fitness, Gold's Gym, Mountainside, City Fitness Philly, College Park. Become one of the next Halo companies to deploy the wizard. It's easy to use. Go to theprospectwizard.com. Get a free 30-day trial. Talk to my boy, Dave Gallen. He will get you all set up and let the leads flow based on the wizard. Go get them.
This is Pete Moore on Halo Talks NYC. I have the pleasure of bringing to the show Henry Penix, coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to talk about sound therapy. We're going to talk about workout recovery. We're going to talk about mind body, and we're going to talk about technology. So Henry, welcome to your first Halo Talks.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pete. I heard a lot of great things about you and Halo, and I'm very excited to be on.
Awesome. Feel free to wave the Halo flag at any time on our behalf, because you're squarely in the middle of the category and helping people exceed their expectations. So to start off here, do you want to just talk about Soak, how you came about this technology, how you decided to dedicate your life to it, and some of the results that you're seeing?
Yeah, we started in a clinic about 8 years ago, and we were seeing, we had MDs, DOs, chiropractic, we had a lot of different modalities in that clinic, and we began to see that people were responding to this thing we were using called sound frequency therapies, and it got so popular in the clinic that we actually made nearly half of the clinic its own sound frequency spa. So people would come in and sign up for 20-minute sessions and listen to the frequencies that would most help whatever outcome they desired. And we basically would treat anxiety, depression, low energy, low libido, women's hormone health, testosterone boost, all this stuff. And we were getting such good feedback. My wife actually came to me and she said, you know, can we take this digital? And this was about eight months right before COVID. So we didn't go digital because of COVID, but because of COVID, it really helped put us in 133 countries with over 20 million minutes of digital sound therapies now. So everybody was getting all of this great response, and our biggest problem was, how do we get the same in-clinic efficacy right out of your phone speakers, basically, or out of your headphones? And after nearly 2 years and a lot of money, a lot of effort, we were able to do that. And that kind of brings us to where we are today.
So if you could go back, when did sound therapy become a thing? Medieval times? The Roman Empire? Like, how far back does this go?
Yeah, well, I mean, depending on your belief system, it goes back to the beginning of time. So everything emits a frequency. Mm-hmm. And just now, with quantum computing and things like that, we have the ability to read those frequencies, and we have the ability to read energy fields around those frequencies and how those frequencies change your energy field, which leads right into helping with anxiety, depression, increasing energy, et cetera, because everything's energy, everything's frequency. Just now we've got the power in quantum computing, like I said, to match science with technology and to be able to deliver it.
So when you take a look at, let's say I have anxiety, which I might right now because I'm talking to you and I'm intimidated because I'm not a sound guy, but I do some pro bono DJ work, so I have a future. When you take a look at like what frequencies respond to what, you know, illnesses or what conditions, is that done mostly been by trial and error? Has that been like, hey, we know that these frequencies over time because of clinical trials, you know, cure X? How does, talk us through like the science behind it.
Yeah, well, initially, I guess the father of really discovering these frequencies is a guy named Royal Rife. And way back when he started seeing frequencies affect on different objects and then humans, think of the opera singer that sings such a high-pitched frequency that it breaks a glass. Mm-hmm. So you find these different pitches of frequencies, and out of the thousands that are out there, he started putting those together, and it was more by trial and error then. So you would say the frequency that's, 430 hertz will do XYZ, and they would try it, test it, get feedback, and begin to say, okay, well, this group of frequencies leans more toward helping with anxiety. This group of frequencies leans more toward creating more energy in the body systems. It wasn't until about 4 or 5 years ago that quantum computing sped all of that up. So now we can tell which frequencies apply fairly directly to the things that I just mentioned, anxiety, depression, low energy, low libido, et cetera, sleep, things like that. We've actually got frequencies, Pete, that will increase melatonin in your body and help you sleep better at night and get deep REM sleep. So that's one of out of the 20 million frequencies that we've minutes of frequencies that we've got out there. That's our number one listen to frequency. So it was trial and error way back when quantum computing sped everything up. And now we don't just provide frequencies. Our secret sauce is we don't just say this particular frequency cures X problem, but we say our frequency compositions of these 8, 10, 12, 15 frequencies will hit that problem right on the nose and give you the help you need.
Gotcha. Is there a, can you overdose on sound?
No. There are no known negative side effects to sound. You may get a little bored, but you're not going to overdose.
Got it. And then from a standpoint of, the proliferation of music aggregators. So, I got Apple Music, I got Spotify. I'm colorblind, but I listen to white noise, pink noise, brown noise, green noise. Not really sure which one's better for me, which one's worse. I see a commercial, I might gravitate towards that QR code. How do you maintain a business model and a technology when a lot of consumers think that this should be free or it's part of a subscription they already pay for?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of frequencies that are free in the form of like binaural beats and things like that. But there are no known frequency compositions like we have that go right, like I said, it hits it right on the nose. We're tested, we're science backed, we're white paper reviewed, et cetera, where you can try some of those other things for free, but you're probably going to get what you paid for. Mm-hmm. And you may find some relief, but we're so on the opposite side of the spectrum of that. It's really not competition when you use some of our frequency compositions. Let me make this clear. This is not just the frequency from music. These are actually frequencies. So you'll hear a frequency that is created that we will mix with music, and the music does not hurt its efficacy, or we will mix a frequency with nature sounds like oceans, rainforest, et cetera, especially for sleeping. So some people really love that. Or we will just play the raw frequency. Mm-hmm. And so in our new app coming out in December, we actually have a phased approach so that no matter what you're listening to, no matter what, if you like classic rock, if you like pop, if you like R&B, and I love music, by the way, I play two or three different musical instruments. I gravitate toward that. But if you like a certain music genre, you can actually mix our frequency behind that music, listen to your favorite music, get your favorite workout on, play, say for guys, play our testosterone boost frequency behind your favorite workout jam, and you're going to be invincible. I mean, it's going to do things that that you're really going to be pleasantly surprised with.
And how do you price the app?
Right now, we're at $29.99. People would come into our clinics and pay $1,000 a month to get treatment. We can give you that same efficacy for $29.99 a month. And then I believe my team created a special discount code for your viewers. I know we may mention this later, but if people use HT30, we will actually give them 30 days free. Try it yourself, see the results you get, and let us know.
This is Pete Moore. I want to let you in on a little secret. There's this company called Promotion Vault, and what they do is they give out rewards from retailers that allow you to incentivize your members without having to do zero down and 1 month free, or giving away shakes, or giving away t-shirts. What you want to do is build a rewards program that lasts, that people value, and that doesn't discount your own products and services. So here's the deal. There's something called Rewards Vault. The Rewards Vault is going to allow a member to set up their own profile. They are going to answer questions. You are going to get those answers. You're going to be able to target those members, and you're going to reward them inside your club, inside your spa, and outside of the club and outside of the spa to get them to become loyal, to get them to pay their monthly dues, and to be rewarded properly for the actions. A lot of companies are cutting back on rewards. You shouldn't be. Promotion Vault's your answer. Trust me, this is real.
So just so from a layman's standpoint, you've created the frequencies, but are the frequencies already... Are there all of these frequencies in nature, just like there are like a radio spectrum? Can you explain like what actually someone's intaking?
Yeah. So your body works in certain oscillations. And when those oscillations get out of whack, it's almost like if you could imagine a car with square tires. So you're blopping along, you're moving a little, but not nearly how you could be moving if you've got some Michelin or Pirellis or whatever on your car. What we did was come in and find the exact frequency that will round the edges off of that tire. The exact frequencies that if your anxiety cells have a certain oscillation and they're oscillating a little wonky, and you start to listen to our frequencies that were created, and you know, with 12, 15, 20 different compositions put together that were created to be played next to your anxiety cells that are a little wonky because of something called sympathetic resonance. And I'm going to try to keep this very general and simple, but there's a thing called sympathetic resonance that if you've ever seen the tuning fork example where you'll hit a tuning fork and then you'll hold another tuning fork in your other hand, and this other tuning fork resonates the exact same pitch, the exact same tone without ever touching it. That's right. Called sympathetic resonance. It's resonating in sympathy with that other thing. So now imagine the frequencies in your body and your cells oscillating at a certain level that shows us that you have anxiety. Well, if you bringing this other tuning fork in called Soak Technologies and you're listening to that, and that tuning fork cannot change because it doesn't have emotions, it doesn't have will, it doesn't have thoughts like humans do. That doesn't change. So if you play that long enough next to these things that are wonky and out of whack, the square tires, they're going to start to resonate through sympathetic resonance that we have proven, science has proven that is correct. They're going to line up according to being in parallel with that frequency, and you're going to come out of your anxiety.
Wow. So who are the biggest enemies of your technology?
Enemies? People who...
Like doctors or people that want to put you on a pill? Yeah, you know, like people like Merck, maybe Merck, Pfizer, people that want to put somebody on a pill.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people that scream at those guys. And it's funny. I just did an interview 2 hours ago, and we got into this conversation that I believe medicine in the right time, in the right space, in the right amounts for some people is absolutely necessary. Like if you need something to kind of jolt you back, if you've had a wreck, if you're going through a trauma that you need to be jolted sort of back in line. I'm not against medicines, but I do whatever I can to avoid them. And what we do, Pete, is provide things that if you can get ahead of the curve and if you can get ahead of anxiety, depression, low energy, et cetera, by using our frequencies, you're not going to need that medication. So if you get what I'm saying, I'm not like,
yeah, I got you,
out against it and big pharma and all, like everybody knows that. Like I'm at a point where if we can get ahead of those things with our technologies and let technology and science merge and reduce people's propensity to get on, you know, drugs for a long, long time. Or one of my assistants just brought this up that WebMD came out with a thing that said over 90% of all doctor's visits are because of stress. 90%.
Wow.
We can get ahead of that stress curve with sound frequencies. We're going to reduce those doctor visits. I mean, again, nothing against doctors. I have my annual physical. I stay on top of things that way, but there's so much more we can do that we're not doing.
Yeah. So if you take a look at the core space that we're involved in, which are pretty much bricks and mortar, you know, workout facilities or workout recovery facilities or med spas, most of them, you know, I've seen a couple things tinkering with, some sound therapy where they're maybe like hitting a drum or they're hitting something, or maybe there's like, you know, some like kind of like an arcane musical instrument that
people are tinkering with. Like that.
Yeah, something like that. So obviously you've got a digital play, you've got an app, you have no barriers to entry anywhere you're going through, you know, the monthly subscription. How do we kind of convince people that, hey, look, get on this app, but also like enjoy the app in a setting that's already geared towards you to feel tranquil or for you to work on your mind body. So it's like a destination. It becomes part of their routine versus, you know, maybe just going on the app when they remember to, or when they like hit a obstacle or like a roadblock. Is that something that you see happening, or do you think it's going to happen soon?
Yeah, no, we already see that happening. We have one of the nation's foremost leading meditators who, I mean, this guy's been on Oprah 5 times, been all over the world, and started listening to our frequencies and actually called me and said, Henry, do you understand what you have here? Like, you can meditate an hour, or you can do frequency sound therapies for 5 minutes and get similar results. One doesn't necessarily replace the other or compete with the other, but they complement. So because our devices and our technologies are passive, meaning you can walk around the house, you can cook dinner, you can be driving your car, you can be doing anything and getting this sound frequency therapy passively. So it's not like you have to, and I know for a lot of working, you know, moms, working dads, where we're trying to fight for just 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I want to hit the gym. I don't have time for this. I got to be here at a certain time, et cetera, et cetera. You can actually have that in your ears and have these frequency therapies, getting your cells aligned for the outcome that you desire any time of the day or night. So you can go to that place. You can take a walk in the woods. You can be reading a book, whatever, and having that sound therapy for you to be calm and relaxed, but you can also put in testosterone boost, workout enhancement, and or energy enhancement, and get like jacked up wild for your next workout. I used to take pre-workouts a long time ago until it made me real jittery. I'm in the gym 4 times a week. I can still bench 300 pounds. Like I love the gym. Like I love it. Love to be in that space. A guy who's a part of our program, he will not work out until he does the testosterone boost. And he, last I saw, he was repping 8 or 10 times 450 pounds on the bench.
Jeez.
this guy is freaking killing it.
That's incredible.
And he won't work out now without soap. Like he's he said, man, you hooked me. So if you want to be tranquil, chill out, kind of like a calm thing, we got you covered. But if you want to get jacked up and you don't want to take, you know, pre-workouts that much, I'm not against those, but they made me a little jittery. I started doing more of the sound therapies and just increased my lifts, increased my energy, and decreased my recovery time. So I try to be a product of the product, love it, and everybody that's used it in the gym really tends to love it too.
This is Pete Moore. Here's the last tip for you of the podcast. We are partnered up with a company called Higher Dose, higherdose.com. They are the leader in workout recovery products, infrared technology, LED light masks, neck enhancers, and other products such as PEMF mats and sauna blankets. If you have not gotten on the workout recovery train yet, your time and your stop is now. You got to get these products in there before these workout recovery and spas end up saturating your market. Having your members walk out of the club and going into one of their locations for $200 per month where they're paying $39 to you. Let's become an expert in workout recovery if we are already an authority in workouts. Higher Dose, check it out. There's a wholesale code, and we look forward to helping you augment your products and services to meet the demands of your members. And hey, let's get people happy, healthy, and sweating, and the recovery should be just as good as the workout.
So, you know, as you take a look at, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you obviously know what you got, you got the feedback, you know, you could potentially take in outside capital and say, hey, let me put rocket fuel on this from a standpoint of marketing. You could also say, hey, this is going to evolve over time. I'm on the right side of history and I'm just going to keep going. So to maybe to some of the people that are also thinking about building a business or are trying to fast track, you know, what would be your advice to other entrepreneurs?
So we just had a board meeting. We've got a, and I have to watch what I say here, but we've got a proposition on our desk right now to already become a NASDAQ traded company.
Oh, wow.
We've secured a contract with U.S. Air Force training pilots.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. We've got a partnership with Amazon Alexa team on the enterprise side. So there's been a lot of doors open up. I personally, because I had some capital, I held on to that as long as I could until I felt like I was holding it back.
Yep.
So I put in quite a bit of money, but it was okay because I just knew, like my mom used to tell me, she says, I know in my knower. She goes, that I know this thing is hitting and is going to hit.
Yeah.
And so I would suggest to your entrepreneurs listening right now is to hold on to something as long as you can, and certainly to get your MVP, your minimally viable product, working correctly. And then when you feel like you might be even holding your company back some because you're not taking on outside investment, that's a corner that we just turned after 8 years. Now it's time to pour that rocket fuel on what we have and get it even further all over the world. But if we did that before we were ready, it would just be like pouring rocket fuel on ice cubes instead of on a fire.
Yeah. Good point. And then from a standpoint of, marketing that you do and kind of, you know, a lot of this is about education more than it is about, you know, marketing. So
yeah.
Do you view like influencers as a interesting category? Do you like more people that come from, you know, either whether it's, you know, they've used the product and now, you know, they've listened and this is the results, kind of like your buddy lifting 450. And how do you kind of stay true to how you run a company, which sounds like you're very prudent and you're very methodical. At the same time, you know, rocket fuel could be dangerous.
Yeah, that's what you should make a t-shirt that says rocket fuel could be dangerous. That's,
could be. I know it is. Yeah, I think it says flammable somewhere on there.
Use the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
But you hit it right on the nose. We are marketing through education, and when we align with somebody who fits a category that we know we can help influence in a very positive way, we'll team up with them. We've got several influencers in our program now, and each one of those people I have a personal relationship with. Like, I'm not going to put anything out there just because it comes at us. Right. We don't need to. I've exited a couple of other companies, fortunately, at a point where I'm not needing to, you know, rely on this, which puts us in a very good spot. Some people will try to take shortcuts and just want to get everything and everybody in. It's like throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks. I think the more methodical and more end of the spear you can think about, and you can think, I think that's probably a better way to approach your marketing. And it may take you a little longer, but you're going to have such strength in your base that you can do about anything.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we connected. I've already downloaded the app, so I'm about to do my testosterone boost right before I do my soul cycle today, and I will report back with my stellar, quantitative and qualitative results. So I appreciate you coming on. Please wave the halo flag. And let's, after this podcast launches, let's get you, in front of some of the groups that are building multi-unit locations out that need to know that this is something that should be an amenity, that they should be pushing, and it has ancillary, benefits. And also the more results members have from whatever they're doing from products and services all goes back to wherever the house is that they're doing it. So we kind of believe that. So it's great to meet you. Thanks for coming on, and congrats on what you built.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go do my sound therapy right now.
Good.
Awesome.
Good.